China.
Yeah, fuck you cunt. What's going on? What the fuck is going on? Just like a whistle. There's a little fucking whistle coming from somewhere there now. And if I don't find this little whistle, I'm gonna tear my fucking head off. I'm gonna tear my fucking ears off. What is that? Anyway, fuck it. Welcome to the fucking show. Welcome to the show, 8:50 AM. The 1st of August, 2022. I have to go to Edinburgh in an hour. I woke up late. I woke up with all my clothes on. Socks on. Pants on. Not a good sign. I'm just telling you right now. I haven't even thought about it. But it's not a good sign. It ain't the best fucking sign when you wake up like a fucking junkie. But, well, that's it. I'll tell you what happened, guys. Right? I didn't podcast yesterday because Sunday, me and Luke, we were drinking. And, I went out and I went out to have a drink or two, you know. But he had more than a drink or two at his place. So what the fuck am I meant to do? What am I meant to do then, like? So I had 5 or 6 drinks. And then I missed the tube trying to get home. And I got the bus the wrong direction. Right? Okay, so we're in the wrong restaurant with the bus. Missed the tube. And then I couldn't find another bus. And then all I can remember through my blackout is I was in the streets and I was just screaming at the fucking sky, cursing, going, "You fucking bastards, I hate all of you." It's so crazy. I was screaming. I was walking for fucking hours, man. And then I ended up by Big Ben. I was by Westminster and Big Ben, that's where I was, and I was just looking up at Big Ben going, "You stupid fucking clock, what a piece of shit, who gives a fuck, I hate it all." There's people crossing the street and everything. I left his gaff at like fucking 11 and didn't get home till 2:30 in the morning. What the fuck happened? So I was just ranting on the streets like a street urchin, like a fucking lunatic. And you know what? I never felt more at home. I don't know. I lost some time. Anyway. So I have to get the train at 10:45, right? And it's already like fucking nearly 9. I still got to clean some shit. And, I'm excited. It's very exciting now to go up and be an artist up there for a month, like a real fucking retard. It would be nice. It would be nice. I don't know. I'll see Rich and shit like that. I don't know. Am I excited? Am I apprehensive? I don't know. I need to make money. Like, you know, this can't be just a fucking case of, we're beyond the point now of making friends and having banter. Really, that's the kind of shit you do in your fucking 20s, late 20s. Now I have to make some cash to justify being up here for a fucking month. Like, I don't know. Last year I was like, well, I'll go up and just sell fucking drugs as well as do comedy, but then you end up just taking all the drugs, like, so that never works, right? So, you know, I'm not gonna say I'm like a business analyst extraordinaire genius, but as my years go on, I do become more and more, like, you know, just concise with my economic growth and outlook. And I just gotta trick some cunts. I have to trick some cunts to get into the show. It doesn't matter how the show goes, once you trick the cunts to get in, and then afterwards on the way out you can convince them they had a good time. It's like a sleight of hand. It don't really matter what happens at the show. They just need to be fucking, I need to just do some fucking, like, it's like hypnotic shit. It's social engineering. I need to socially engineer people into the show, socially engineer the money out of their pockets at the end of the show, and then socially engineer them to smile and go, "That was actually all right." And then they can tell their fucking retarded little friends, your little piggy friends, come to the show and eat up a bit, another bucket of slop. You want another bucket of slop? Because I've got 30 or 40 buckets of slop ready for you to go here. Anyway, I'm thinking of wearing sunglasses the whole time. What you guys think about that? Just as my identity is just always have sunglasses on and a hat. Like a fucking rapist. Like someone who's trying to conceal their identity. I'm already feeling stressed. I'm going to pound down 2 coffees now just to calm myself down, you know. No, I think all the bags are ready. I just got to take out the trash and I got to fucking, I have to clean the kitchen again, you know what I mean? It's the summer, ladies and gentlemen. It's the summertime, and I'm going to be hanging out with my mates. I hosted the last show there last night now in London for a bit. I hosted poster for Ahmed, and I had about 7 people in, and every fucker gave a fiver. It's like £35. And you know what? A fun fucking show. Every actor's great crack. You can have fucking great crack with 7 people. That was a perfect warm up for Edinburgh. 7 fuckers from everywhere, all over the shop. And I was, I'm not good at comedy, but I'm fucking fun at comedy. You know what I mean? If you catch me in the right state of hangover with one beer in me, then I'm loosey goosey. My head's in the clouds. I'm orbiting. You know what I mean? When I'm still tethered to the earth a little bit, I can make a cunt laugh, you know. But I was alright last night, so it was nice. And that's a nice way to end this stint in London and go to Edinburgh on a good note. I know what you're thinking. Mark, the bar is low. You made fucking 6 cunts laugh last night and made £30. And now you're like, we're going up to become famous now. We're rocking it. Well, let me tell you something, you big bastard, yeah, with your fat head. I've been doing this like 9 years and it's fucking rough. But I have a good time. I'm an artist, isn't it? That's what they say. I'm a fucking artist. A philandering artist. God, what a queer. What a queer. Yeah, so I think I'm going to put on sunglasses there in a minute. I'm going to see how long I can take them off. Leave them on. I'll take them off to shower. That's it. I'm not really big on showers these days. I don't think it's that essential, is it? You don't really see fucking some soft country showers every single fucking day. With soft hands and fair skin, like a lady. I think I want to shower twice a week. Like, have a bit of a dirty tan, tangled hair, like a bit of a musty smell. That's what a real fella should be like. You know what I mean? You'll be nervous around someone who smells like that, and you should be. You should be nervous around other animals. You know what I mean? You never know when one's going to bite you in the fucking neck. Okay, guys. It's 1st of August, and you know what, it's here in little sleepy Notting Hill, at just shy of 9 a.m. in the morning. It's looking very pretty. The sun's creeping through the clouds. It looks like it's going to be a warm one. Alright, so we are ready to depart. I will continue the podcast experiment, the radio experiment in Edinburgh, and I'll have guests on, because I know the 11 cunts that listen to this are probably like, Jesus Christ, mix it up a bit, you fucking psychopath. I'm going to okay, I gotta get this up and just do it. You guys, thank you. Take care, look after yourselves, breathe every single day, take a fucking breath and just be like, breathe in, fill your lungs in to the max, then breathe out and just go, what's the fucking point of it all? Alright guys, see you on the other side.